It is, let's see, 11:09 p.m. And I just got done smudging my whole household. Lighting the incense. Getting real silent. Making my bed. There's something about making my bed, smudging my room, putting the incense on, dimming the lights. I even thought about putting on some jazz music, which is typical. It's not unusual for me. Music has been really, like, classical or jazz has been really helping me go to bed at night. I've been having a hard time with overthinking, and it's causing me insomnia and not being able to fall asleep. So, like a nighttime soothing type sensory for my ears has been really helping. And I recommend it to anyone having a hard time as well. Today was a special day because I got to see the gender of my child. I got to see whether she is a female or male. And she is a girl. I knew it. I knew she was a girl, like, from all the symptoms I was having. The position of my belly, I feel like. Like, I've seen, or I've heard, I guess, that the higher your belly, you're having a girl, the lower you're having a boy. So, yeah. It could be a myth, but that, along with the other symptoms, I was like, I don't know, the maternal instinct of it was there. Anyway. My friend Jade came along with me, which was really sweet and supportive. We went to like a little vegan cafe before then and walked around and caught up and everything. Sorry, I just dropped the device I'm talking to. I'm recording one. I'm feeling a lot better these days. And I give credit to meditation, yoga, my prenatal DHA, because DHA is like, how can I explain? Well, basically, in a nutshell, it helps the brain and eye health development of the baby, but also it helps with mood and supposedly depression and stress, and which is what I read. And looked up. And I don't know, I feel like it really has been helping with my mood. But not only that, like I said, like I said, excuse the pauses, I've been having a lot of brain fog. Which is a pregnancy thing, and I hate it. It's fucking annoying. That along with meditation, yoga, just nurturing the fucking the pain I've been feeling, like validating it, sitting with it, moving through it, like with my body, dancing, yoga has been helping a lot. I am very grateful for those practices. My goals for, I don't know, right now, because maybe they'll be different in a week, but just simply to stay off of the screens. I feel like the screens, and when I say screens, I mean the TV. I don't watch a lot of TV anyway, but I mean the TV, the Instagram, the Facebook. Or just web surfing for an hour or hours. I want to cut down on that. It makes sense to me. I think it would improve the way I sleep. It would improve my mood. I think it has been affecting my eyesight. Just a tiny bit. I think it would improve that if I reduced the screens. So I'm gonna give that a shot. It's easy to grab it, you know, to grab it when you're bored. The remote or the iPad or whatever you use to just be stagnant and mindless scrolling on to do that. It's easy, isn't it? But I think that's a sign that if you're bored, do something. Change it up. Do something different. Take a nap. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do that. I've been reading too. Reading has also been helping with my mood. I forgot to add that to meditating and stuff. Like, I've created this routine in the morning where I get my morning beverage, whether it's decaffeinated or, yes, sometimes caffeinated. Other moms or pregnant women. Yes, I sometimes still have coffee. Anyway. Yeah, whether I grab that, you know. I forgot what I was saying. Yeah, so basically. Pregnancy brain. Forgive. Yeah, so morning routine is important for me. I begin with my coffee. I gotta have my morning beverage. Gotta make it delicious. Sometimes I'll have some toast with that, or some granola and some oat milk. And just, you know, if I'm hungry, feed myself. Feels good to just get all cozy in the morning with my coffee and my toast and my book. That's another thing I've added to my routine. It's just, I'll bring it to my room, and I have a chair that I put by the window, and I will sip on my coffee and read a couple chapters of my book. Right now, I'm currently reading The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. It's really good. It's by Mark Manson. It's really fucking good. Okay? Did you hear that? I said Some things on my mind lately. Work. I think I'm not happy there. I'm not happy at work. Okay, well, I'm a happy, I'm in a positive mood most of the time at work, but I'm not satisfied. I'm not getting filled up there. You know what I mean? It is draining me. I don't see any growth happening there. So, being there, it's like the more and more and more and more I'm there, I don't like how it's affecting my anxiety. I feel like I've become more frantic because of the people that I'm around daily. Well, when I'm at work, which is almost daily, like it's rubbing off on me. Their frantic behavior, their stressed out, bullshit, like that they care about that I really don't. And it's like, you're projecting that on me, boss. I get that you think I'm a comfortable person and a trustworthy person, and you enjoy me being there, as a coworker and stuff. But also, you're projecting onto me, boss, that you're all your stress. All your anxiety, I see it, and it's like sad, dude. Like, my boss, he works probably almost every day. All right, you can imagine that. It's just, I see all the fucking stress and anxiety coming out. Even when he's talking to customers, the intentions is good, but you can see the brokenness in it. Like, you are so pressured to not fuck up and pressured to please everyone. That you're like fucking stumbling on your words, and the interactions you're having with customers, like with the customers, is like sometimes very just, what do you call it? Like it's impatient and it's rushed. And I see that, like I'll be standing next to him, trying not to get ran over by this dude because he's working fast and, I don't know, that energy just isn't what I want. It's not what I want. Some people enjoy that. Maybe it's an attention deficit kind of thing. I don't know. It's not for me. I don't want to be there anymore. I don't want to, I feel like I'm settling. I feel like I am settling. Okay? Do you know what that feels like? Well, you're lucky if you don't. I like to tell myself, excuse me. I like to tell myself that it'll pass, like not it'll pass, but the day, the time will come where the next job that fulfills me, in mentally, you know, emotionally, will come. But I'm so fucking impatient, and I'm like, when? How? How do I get there? What will it be? 'Cause I don't know. Anyway, tired of my job already. It's a fucking minimum wage restaurant job. I don't have much more to say. I really effing don't have much more to say. So I'm not gonna linger. I'm not gonna linger. Excuse me. Excuse me. Oh. Maybe I should cut that out. Leave it in, cut it out. Well, I don't care. Everybody's so sensitive. Comedy, you know? Comedy's changed as well. But that's another out of me. Get out of me. Get out of me. There's something in my throat. I'm lingering. Like I said, I didn't want to. So, I will end it here. I'm going to go to bed. Hopefully. I have a hard time sleeping at night. But it's okay. You know what? I accept it. Not complaining. It makes sense. Like, I'm pregnant. I know why. It's okay. It's normal. But take your naps. Meditate. Wash your hair if you can. Do some yoga if you can. If you're forgetting who you are, what is fun for me is to write a list of the things you like and the things you love. Here's a couple. I'll end it on a couple of things that I wrote. First thing I wrote was spunky old artsy slash witchy women with spazzy energy. And then I wrote, I'll just go down the list. I wrote serpents, watching movies I love, morning coffee, velvet, orange lights, like the decorative kind, Halloween decor, the river, fire, water, sex, Bikram class, the sauna. I miss the sauna so much. French fries, squirrels, crows. The thing I love about crows is their walks, their hops, their caws, their pecks, their color. What else did I write, y'all? I wrote a lot. Learning chords on my banjo, getting tattooed / tattooing. Hiking boots. I love my gosh darn hiking boots. Doc Martens. Fuzzy socks and cozy slippers. Laughing with others. Like, you know, real belly laughs. I miss that. I need more of it. fresh cut nails, being shown affection. Oh. What else did I write? Visiting parks that are pretty. Candles, incense, herbs, and oils. The show, The It Crowd. I'm gonna end it there. Okay, everybody, good night.